Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Radcliffe. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Radcliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato catches it and throws to first to double up Radcliffe. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a pop-up towards first. Radcliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Chapman throws the ball into Brancato who relays the ball to McCoy who tags Judnick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lobbs moves to third. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Browns, 3. Athletics, 3. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Suter. Hefner moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to third. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knott moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knott scores. Suter moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a line drive towards first. Radcliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strange takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kennedy. Johnson moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Grube and he is out, Strange applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with not covering, for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn pinch hits for Frank Grube. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. Brancato hits a pop-up towards first. Radcliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-2 in the game. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Swift. Suter moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Estalella pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Clift moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Trotter now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman is walked intentionally. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Siebert scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-3 in the game. Brancato hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Hayes moves to second. George Caster now pitching. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-3 in the game. Knott strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace pinch hits for Bob Swift. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for George Caster. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.